Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
Let's get real. We've all seen it, haven't we? The diabetic who pops pills like candy and then blames their genetics. Or the autoimmune patient who claims that they're doing everything right while secretly indulging in their trigger foods. It's frustrating, it's even infuriating, and it begs the question, why do some people with chronic illness refuse to take charge of their own health? Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. Jim Cares podcast. My name is Dr. Augustine from Head to Wellness, and today we are tackling our super sensitive topic, the chronic illness patients who refuse to heal. I'm Dr. Augustine. I've been in practice for 35 years, and I've seen this scenario play over and over and over in my practice. Patients with debilitating conditions cling to self-destructive habits, all while their health spirals downwards. These days, I'm reluctant to even share their findings and healing strategies with them. Why? Not so much that I'm mad or upset. I'm just concerned and worried that they're not going to heal or they're not going to choose to heal. It's so upsetting to see someone not move forward, actually, in their health and wellness and continue down that spiral of debilitating disease, discomfort, and certainly despair. So case study number one, give you an example. Take John, for example. He's been diabetic for years. He's injecting insulin multiple times throughout the day, and he struggles with sky-high blood sugar. He's tried every medication under the sun, but nothing worked. And also, it causes side effects, these medications do, certainly. So I recommended a simple change. Let's have him do the carnivore diet. He and his wife were all excited about it, sent me some information, gave him the information, and calls me the next day. The results were amazing. In just 24 hours, his blood sugar dropped by half. But here's the kicker. John's wife caught him snacking after dinner. He denies it, of course, but the numbers don't lie. Of course, they tell the truth. He was sabotaging his own progress. And John's story is not unique. Many chronic illness patients struggle with compliance. They may blame their conditions on genes or bad luck or even the medical system. But the harsh reality is sometimes the missing ingredient is willpower. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Changing lifestyle habits is definitely challenging, especially when you're faced with a chronic illness. But it's essential to understand that healing is a journey and not a destination. While the path may be difficult, the rewards are immeasurable. Imagine living a life free from debilitating symptoms, the inability to even do your day, meaning physical limitations, medication dependence, and certainly constant worry. So how do we motivate these people to make these changes? First, we need compassion. And I don't have a problem with that because my practice would not be a practice. I couldn't do what I do unless I get good results with patients. Chronic illness is isolating and very, very discouraging. So judgment and negativity will only push them further away. Number two, we need to empower them, provide them with the knowledge and resources they need to make safe and informed decisions about their health. Third, we need to lead them step by step. And I'm sure you've heard this phrase, how do you eat an elephant? Well, the answer, one bite at a time. So lifestyle changes are absolutely essential because the cause of 99% of every illness and every problem and condition that we can run into is caused by our lifestyle and therefore is solved by our lifestyle. So therefore, the solution comes from your lifestyle. So for example, a diabetic that won't change their diet will not solve diabetes. Taking the process step by step, little by little, is how it works. And once you make any progress at all, taking that first step towards it, you start to get encouraged and you start to get empowered to make more steps. So that's really how you do it. No one changes their lifestyle cold turkey the next day. It's always a step-by-step process, little by little. And anybody can do something little by little. Finally, we need to celebrate their successes. Even small victories are significant milestones on the road to recovery. So ultimately, the choice lies with the individual. But as healthcare professionals, we can play a vital role in guiding and supporting them along their way, or we can discourage them. I would choose the latter. Let's encourage and move them in the right direction. Remember, true healing requires commitment, not just compliance. So let's start a conversation. Be compassionate, break the stigma, and empower people with chronic illness and everyone else to take control of their health. So this is not just chronic illness. This is for everybody. Everybody needs to do this. So if you could share this video with someone that you know that has chronic illness or health conditions that just won't go away, share the video. Let's ignite a movement of self-empowerment and healing. I sincerely hope that this help was helpful to you. Please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and subscribe this video or the podcast, because this is on YouTube, plus it's also on Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasting. And the reason being is it helps other people to receive this information and change their health and wellness to improve. So leave a comment below. That'd be great. I'd love to hear about your thoughts and experiences. And if you like this content, I'm on social media. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube as well. Also, this information is, of course, on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, as well as other podcasts. So you can follow me there and check out more content. Thank you again so much for listening. I hope this helps. This is just something that I've run into recently, and I just thought I had to get it out there because people truly need to heal. And I love to take care of people. I love to walk them through the process, but it is a step-by-step lifestyle-changing process. Again, my name is Dr. Augustine from Head to Wellness, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Ahead to Wellness, in Buena Park, California.